We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from Jurgle's Rhythm Grill in Warrendale, it's your pals Stark and Moles. What's on tap today is brought to you by Fatheads Brewery, and we've got a quiz show. And we might have Jeff Capel, although it's a madhouse over in Oakland today. We definitely have a quiz show. We've got a Pirates time capsule that we're going to bury and then forget about and then be horrified by in six short months. We've got a lot going on today. And we, of course, what's really on tap today is at 6 o'clock, Fan Uncensored.
Hi, Malsy.
You almost got lost on your way. You did get lost on your way here, and you were only here a couple minutes before the show because you were busy down at the press conference, and I hoped against hope you wouldn't make it.
Hi, Malsy.
So I was hoping you wouldn't make it because it would have been fun to do the show without you.
I'll tell you this much. First of all, I'm not going to let you bring me down today. I'm in a great mood. Up here on stage.
Somebody sniped you on at a coffee shop this morning. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that
the guy
was weird.
Tweeted you?
I mean, why not just come up and say hello? There's a photo of me reading the paper.
What? For once, I agree with you. I always dislike it when people take pictures of me in public, and it doesn't happen often, but every time it does, I just say, come up and say hello, like a normal person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not acting like somebody who's important or a star, because I'm not. I'm an idiot, a sports writer who stumbled into radio with you. And so people sometimes recognize my voice. And this guy happened to recognize my face. But you're 10 feet away in a coffee shop and you snap a photo of me and put it on social media? Come on, Mulsey.
Did you block the guy already?
Huh?
Did you block him already?
No, I forget. I mean, it was kind of funny in a way. I mean, it's not the biggest deal in the world. That's my biggest problem today, Mulsey. We're in good shape. Two things. That's not the guy I'm maddest at today. I'll tell you flat out. We're going to play the audio later. The man I am angriest at today is Chase Williams from Channel 11. You know him?
Oh, boy.
He's a little problematic, and it's not just the little fluff on the front of his hairdo, is it?
The fluff?
He's got, yeah, like the 50s little...
The little turnip?
The turnip, yeah.
Okay.
So we're interviewing Heather Like. Oh, it's me, Benzie, Richie Walsh, who also became upset. That I'll speak for him.
Dude!
And Chase Williams leans in very authoritatively with Heather Like and says something to the effect, and we will play the exact line here.
If he said come clean, I'm going to walk out of this place right now.
No, I would have given him credit for that. He said, basically, Heather, every single person here criticized the process, and then launched into his question, to which I wanted to make a move toward him. But I think I leaned over to Benzie and said, not me. And then later felt like saying to him, speak for yourself when you're asking a question. Every single person here. No, first of all, it's inaccurate. Second of all, if you want to ask a question saying, Heather, basically the process was easily criticized, then say that. Or say I was critical of the process. That's fine, Mulsey. Don't drag me into your little Chase Williams question. Don't be chasing my tail around, if you will.
Chasing your
pretty
tail.
Good, huh?
Yes. Heather, my dog could have executed a better search. Is that what we were headed towards there?
Yeah, it was basically
we were going 1.0 Seibel here.
Heather, every single person in this room was critical of everything.
Heather,
did.
I polled all 2.3 million people in the metropolitan area, and every single one of them, including babies who couldn't talk, said you did a horrible job with your search.
And then she was great today, by the way. And she was answering some difficult questions. And one time in the middle of an answer, I think Zeiss asked it, Will Graves jumps in like he's jumping on a fumble. Like, Will.
Piggy on the ground.
Piggy on the ground. Will, let her finish the answer, please.
You almost channeled early Fan Uncensored there.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
Chase Williams and I had a little tete-a-tete on Twitter not long ago. And then he asked me if I would follow him so he could direct message me, and he messaged me normal stuff. Like, it was a misunderstanding, the animus there. So I have no, like, personal ill will towards him. But I will say, Chase, especially if you see Joe Starkey in the scrum, don't do one of those questions because – you just asked it around the single most likely person to be extremely upset by said question.
Well,
nature of it.
Yes, there were others besides me who, because it's like, what?
Yeah.
And then, forget it.
Heather, all four of us here hate your guts. Anyway, my question.
It's unbelievable, man. Where is Cookies throned? I see regular seating here. Does he not have his own seat?
We might be bringing up something more fitting for him.
It's unbelievable to me because I haven't eaten, or I hadn't eaten, since about 7 a.m.
Yeah.
All hell broke loose everywhere today. My dog, Bailey, my daughter bringing her to school. People are sick. I had to get to the news conference. I barely walked in there. I barely got in here. And lo and behold, Malsy, up on the table, there's a buffet for me and you.
Yeah. Katie and Rick Jurgel was in here. I was here early getting ready, and Rick's awesome. We love Rick Jurgel, and we love the staff here, Katie and Laura, who's going to be handling things up on the stage tonight. And, they have pizza. They have quesadillas. They have boneless wings.
I would have taken a bag of chips. There's literally a hot buffet on a table
here.
For me.
I've got a wristband here if I want to start sucking back beers early to deal with you during the show.
Or shots, right?
Might not be a shot kind of night here for me.
It could get ugly. I mean, the first choice here, as I look around, there's two miniature couches.
I think the first choice is the individual little leather seats in the
back. Who do you sit next to? That's the question. There's three two-seat couches.
I want to sit between Pony and Zeiss.
And single chairs. I'd like to go for a single chair. I don't want to be next to anybody. It was Dunlap last time, and he put me on the spot with a difficult question. I think that's the first strategic move, is where to sit and who to sit next to.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with Cookie in this joint,
wait a
can
minute.
You?
So here's what I'm going to do. I brought an extra sweatshirt. I think I'm going to toss it on one of those chairs.
Nice
that,
play.
Does that call?
That was a nice play.
That constitutes my chair now.
That's your chair.
And I'll get everybody here at Jurgel's, since I was here early. I'll get AJ, who's the sound ace here. I'm going to get him to verify, sort of like be a notary here, a notary public, that is my seat now.
Very good. Now, where does Larry Richard, the MC, sit?
Well, I think we're going to move our table, obviously, off of here,
okay,
and Larry's going to
be
up front, kind of. Yeah,
like Elvis Presley, he'll walk
Larry
into the crowd.
Larry was born to do what he's doing tonight.
Now, did you
born to do this.
We were ordered yesterday to send little biographical notes to our boss to be handed to Larry.
Yeah, I didn't
so
do that.
I didn't do that either.
Well,
don't
I mean,
they know enough that we've been there
Larry
for 20 years combined?
Couldn't Larry just say Chris Muller went to Penn State and while there made 9 threes on 9 consecutive trips down the court
and
wins
everybody
every
hates
long
him,
drive
period,
contest?
Right?
Everybody hates him. His dog hates him. The staff here hates him.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can generate our own news here, or our own sort of bios, right?
Right. I mean, we don't need, like, I don't know. Larry will be able to handle it, I think. I don't know. Are you getting a little bit on edge here thinking about this tonight?
Not at all. I'm totally relaxed. I've got my own strategy with every single person in my life, but particularly tonight, I have a nuclear option if things get ugly.
Is it a nuclear option in your own head? You think it would be like dropping a nuke, or is it you feel like any objective person, if you told them what the nuclear options were for each person, they'd be like, wow, that's rough.
Probably that. And with a lot of people.
Do you feel like the people have nuclear options for you?
They may. We'll find out, won't we? I got a button, so do they.
Wow. And this is very Khrushchev and Kennedy right now.
If it gets ugly, there
bay
could be
a bay of pigs here in
Jurgel's. I was just going to say, there could be a bay of pigs right
wow.
here.
Wow.
Jeff Capel's 1-0. I was there.
First win by a Pitt coach in a long time.
In a long time. He was really,
did he
really
speak
good.
Fully from the cuff? Because I saw Dunlap tweet that he had no visible notes or anything.
He did. And,
wow.
And he spoke from
wow.
his heart. And I just thought he was outstanding. And I what I was thinking the whole time is, oh, so this is what happens when he goes into a living room, right? I mean, here's a guy. I pictured Jamie, perhaps unfairly, in a living room, you know, reading off a poster card.
Jamie introduced to the parents. Parents say, hi, time out. Let me say something else.
Right. And this guy was just so calm and relaxed and yet intense at the same time. And he was really good. So that doesn't mean he's going to win a ton of games. I think there are legitimate questions about his past. And I asked him about that. And I asked Heather Like, whether there was vetting to that effect, and I think we're going to hear her answer later. But overall, Mulsey, I think that this was, you know, people want to say home run. People always want to put a higher in sports terms. I'm going to say that this was a medium range jumper that they swished.
A Rip Hamilton.
Yeah.
You might say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.